He just returned from Ukraine, as did this man, Dr. Marty Becker. Dr. Becker has been a friend of mine for, I don't even want to know how long, Dr. Becker, it's been. You like to say decades. Maybe that is true, I suppose. It just makes me feel really old. But you decided that you were going to go and see what you can do to help all of the people, and there are many thousands that are fleeing not only Ukraine, but they're fleeing with their animals. And you landed in Romania. How was it that you decided to go there in the first place?
Steve, thanks for having me on. I've kind of regained my voice from losing it while I was traveling. Steve, I happen to know you personally and know that you and I share a love of animals and support shelters in our area. And I think most of your listeners in one way or another, whether it's 67 cents a day through the ASPCA or volunteering to dog walk or being a foster parent, try to help pets locally. But there was a chance to go over where the need was great. I kept thinking about it and thinking about it. It kept being laid on my heart. And then all of a sudden, my wife, Teresa, went to town with my granddaughter to have lunch, and she came back, and I'd already bought tickets to go to Romania, and just decided to go, see what I could do to help.
So where exactly did you go? You went to, because I've seen the images on your social media, there you are standing in Romania, but right behind you is a river, and on the other side of that river is Ukraine?
Yeah, I didn't want to go. You know, some people thought I was going to go, right into Ukraine, into Kyiv or something like that. But what I went to was I went into Bucharest, and then we drove over to a town called Galați, and it used to be the site of the largest steel plant in Romania, kind of a gritty industrial town where, you know, only one of maybe 30 smokestacks is going. 20 miles from Galați is the main border between Ukraine and Romania on the south. So there's a little narrow strip that tucks up under Moldova there. And if you think of Odessa on the Black Sea, that port city we hear about, mm-hmm. the Danube forms a border between Ukraine and Romania there. And actually, both Romania and Ukraine have Navy bases very close in the Danube Delta. But, you know, a third of a mile across the river from where we were was a Ukrainian port city with this ferry kept shuttling people back and forth, vehicles, people, pets, and then on the other way back it'd send humanitarian supplies back in.
Did you actually hear bombing or see anything in the distance?
I didn't there, but when I went to Moldova, which is kind of Steve, you realize, I don't know how many shelters you and I've been to collectively. I'm sure dozens or hundreds. And the situation of pets is not like it is over there. I just read some statistics. The average per capita income in the United States, $63,000, which places us number 8th globally behind like Liechtenstein and Monaco, places like that. The average per capita income in Romania is $6,000, and the average per capita income in Moldova is $3,000. Yet I saw these extreme acts of generosity helping people even less fortunate than them fleeing. But in Moldova, I could actually hear artillery, pretty small country, and I could actually hear it was artillery or bombing, but I think it was artillery because it kept being repeated. Be like hearing thunderstorms a county over, maybe.
Hmm. Well, on the internet, what you see are images. Sad, shocking, that I don't know if I ever thought about that I would ever see in my lifetime of people leaving everything they have and carrying maybe a suitcase, maybe two, maybe a backpack, and child in one hand and a leash in the other, or a carrier in the other with their cat, or maybe the cat is just following behind. Clearly, there have been many animals, too many animals left behind in Ukraine. Having said that, it seems as though, if they could, most people did take their animals with them. And in interviews I've seen, the response is exactly how we would respond. Their family, of course, we're taking them with us.
You know, I had someone the day before I got there. There was a lady that came. She was a breeder. A lifelong breeder of Jack Russells, and she came across the border with 10 Jack Russells.
Wow.
Some in her arms, some on her back, some on leashes. She had the food and supplies for her dogs, but was in her bare feet. And it was freezing temperatures and snowing. She didn't care about herself, but she cared about her dogs.
Hmm.
And I met a man there that was came off in a wheelchair. There was a bombing in his apartment building, and I know it was a couple hundred miles away, but I can't recall the name of it. But the bombs are hitting his city and hitting his apartment. He threw himself over his two older cats, and he took the shrapnel in his body. But he was so happy that his cats were uninjured. I think we saw, a lot of us read on the internet, the story of the person that had an elderly German Shepherd that was crippled in the back. She packed that dog on her back 10 plus miles to the Polish border. And my little dog, Cutie Pie, you know, I pack him from the sofa to the Serta mattress about 20 yards.
Yeah.
Feel like it's really something, you know. But it was incredible to meet. There was one family there on that Polish border that a lady, her name was, Alexandra.
Well, Dr. Becker, hold on a second. I'll let you talk about Alexandra. But I do have to break here for this thing we call commercials. And I also want to ask you, you've been all over the world. I happen to know that. The most prominent in many ways veterinarian on the planet, because you even before, but definitely after you created an initiative we'll talk about called Fear Free. I wonder how this experience compares, and we'll get that answer when we come back on WGN. Dr. Marty Becker just returned from Romania, and in the region where at one point in time he said he could hear the bombs fall. You've been to how many countries, Dr. Becker?
Moldova made 91.
All right, so he's been to 91 nations, all sorts of experiences. Where does this one rank?
You know, I tell you, it kind of fits into, you mentioned fear-free. You know, fear-free looks to, you know, reduce fear, anxiety, and stress in pets. And I've got a dog in the car with me right now, riding in my lap, that has thunderstorm phobias and freaks out at 4th of July. And I live in the mountains of northern Idaho, so say during hunting season. Can you imagine a dog that has noise phobias, or maybe never had them before, where there's artillery or bombs landing? So, Steve, we saw these pets coming across there. Most of the time, the husbands were not there. It was families with women and children, sometimes, you know, grandmas and really elderly people, 80s and 90s, I saw a few. But they're displaced from their home. So not only the noise phobias, but, you know, the most extreme separation anxiety, them being crowded with other pets and people they don't know, and probably the first ferry crossing they ever had, and so on. And so these techniques that we know in Fear Free how to remove or reduce these triggers really came in handy. I was in a little pop-up tent there, a veterinary tent, and you've heard me joke about being a pretty lousy veterinarian. I wasn't there to perform veterinary miracles with my hands. I was there to teach them how to interact with these pets. They were seeing a lot of dog bites from just pets that had fear-based aggression and people not knowing how to handle them. And so I went to the veterinary school there, one of the veterinary schools in Romania, and talked to the head of the Romanian Veterinary Medical Association, and just want to share those techniques free of charge, of course, so that, you know, everybody is safe and we can help these pets not just be physically healthy, but emotionally healthy. So I would say that combination of fear-free in a place that had the most fear, anxiety, and stress than I've ever seen. I've never been in a war zone before. I doubt most people have. Probably the greatest experience of my life.
What did you come out there? I'm not even quite sure how to ask this, but what did you learn? What can you impart from us? You weren't in the center of everything, happily, in Ukraine, so you made it back safely. But what should we know about what's going on there? We have literally about a minute left.
I was there to find out groups that we could support and to find ways what they actually needed in the ground there. Like, they have no parasite control. all those pets coming from Ukraine are unvaccinated and mostly need parasite control. But, you know, you have a specific dog, Edith. Every time I think of a dog, I think of Edith, I think of her carrying a stick. And I think you would agree that there's only one greatest pet in the world, and that's Edith. For me, it's Cutie Pie. So what I want people to know is they are exactly the same as us. They would risk their life. They would not leave anybody behind. And each of those families I met, there was only one greatest pet in the world, and each of them had him or her. It was very touching, Steve.
I can imagine, or I can't. For further information, and people are asking this via text, how can I help the pets? I know you support the American Veterinary Medical Foundation, AVMF.org. Is there another organization you can send people to?
I would say two others. One is worldvets.org. And the third one, and this is the one that really touched me, is Save Us Safe Haven, SavasSafeHaven. They have 300 dogs there. It's a non-governmental, non-profit shelter run by the family called the Savas. It's the most magical shelter rescue I have ever visited in my life, and they have over 100 Ukrainian pets, and the need is great with that organization, SavasSafeHaven.com.
And do that one more time, the website.
SavasSafeHaven, Save Us Safe Haven. It's, you know, I've raised money, as you have, for different pets and organizations over the years. This is probably the strongest recommendation I could give for this group.
Wow. All right. Well, I just want to add one more, actually, and that is fearfreehappyhomes.com, where you can learn more about the Fear Free initiative that Dr. Becker spoke of, and that is for all of us that are pet parents. Dr. Barney Becker, my love to you and your wife, Teresa. I'm just so happy you made it back safely. And thank you very much for joining us. Happy Easter.